This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun as always. Nolan is our fine producer. Is Mark Boy, Nolan Schmidt. Also, man, he's answering the phones, and he's no longer driving in the carpool lane anymore. What were you going to do with that $150 anyway, Manny? You have any ideas that this went out the window?
A few bills, probably.
So the bills will have to wait. You know, state gets it instead.
I was wearing my seatbelt, though. I will say that.
There you go. There you go. Let's see here. This is the reason I was laughing is I just read this text from a listener. Scott, I think you are getting less conservative as you get older.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked at that one.
No, I am interested
in that. Has anybody ever said that to you?
They have not, but I'm evolving on this issue. I am. I am. You know, I did the same thing on the death penalty, and people give me grief about that, but I finally decided if I was consistently pro-life, I would need to also understand that, you know, it's wrong to take a life even when that person has taken another life. And if you can protect society without taking their life, then that's being consistently pro-life. And people bark at me about that, too. I don't make decisions or render opinions based on what I think is conservative. I just decide how I think based on who I am and have a firm set of principles. And I think I told you that the reason I've changed on the seatbelt thing is I've just been around enough law enforcement officers to understand. In fact, we asked Lieutenant Rourke was it Sean in Williston? I can't remember the Williston caller's first name, who told us a story about an incident in which someone survived and would not have if they had been wearing a seatbelt. And so I just asked, do we have any stats on that? Does it happen? He said, I don't, but I can tell you I've investigated over 200 fatality accidents myself personally, and I've never seen one time where someone died because they were wearing a seatbelt. So I don't doubt it happens, and you've described how it's happened, but I just think it's rare. It's rare. Stephen kind of sums this up. He says, there's never a good reason to let the government regulate personal decisions, ever. It is not affecting anyone else, unlike excess speed and other traffic offenses. If you're worried about first responders, sorry, that's their job. They choose it. As far as the family members, if their case, it is their case to make with the person not wearing a seatbelt. Never, ever let the government dictate a personal decision. In caps from Stephen. And there's a great deal of passion about that. It's great. It's why we ask what's on your mind. But I don't think this means I'm getting less conservative as I get older. But I have to tell you, I have this theory that people do get less conservative as they get older. In most places, maybe not the great state of North Dakota, but that tends to be my experience. Where they go along with it. You kind of become part of that good old boy network where you're not really judging it by principles anymore. You're judging it by how forceful somebody's advocating for it, you know? Anyway, we can talk more about it. Anything on your mind, certainly welcome. I mentioned last hour that we'd spend a little time on this story about Richland 44. And if anybody from Richland 44 wants to call in on this, please do. First answer the question, why is it called Richland 44? Because Todd is really scratching his head over that. And then also, and I don't know the answer, and also this...
there are 43 other schools, right?
I don't think so. In Richland County, I don't think so, or districts, right? Because usually that means the district number, right? This is the school in Colfax, North Dakota. Junior and high. I'm reading for the story by Helmut Schmidt, good reporter for the forum. And Helmut's story says students at Richland 44 Junior and Senior High School here are being offered outside counseling services in the wake of allegations that bullying or hazing of younger boys by older students in the boys' locker room may have included sexual misconduct. That was according to a school official this week after, by the way, a whistleblower allegation to Valley News Live. Richland 44 School District Superintendent Tim Godfrey said he could not confirm the students had been suspended in the case. However, some students had been removed from the school for safety concerns for all students in the building. And any student that's been removed So that's disturbing. Something's gone on here. The investigation into allegations has now been turned over to the Richland County Sheriff's Office. That's another thing that suggests there might be some there. The superintendent said he could not say how many students were involved as assailants or victims, nor how long the assaults have been happening. It seems as though it's maybe been going on for a little while. Everything we have heard is speculation thus far. He says a parent told him on Wednesday, January 17th, that she heard there was possible misconduct in the boys' locker room, and I should review what's going on. The exact nature of the misconduct wasn't known at the time. All of the male athletes were there, gathered in the locker room. School officials demanded they knock off the horseplay in the locker room. But Godfrey said a group of parents came to the school with more information on the alleged assaults that we had not known of, indicating that some of the misconduct was of a sexual nature. That's when the decision was made to bring in the sheriff's office. We know from various reports from down there that the sexual misconduct they're talking about is the older students, senior, junior students, getting younger students, 7th and 8th grade, into the locker room, turning off the lights, and assaulting them sexually, as in using an appendage, a thumb is what I heard, to go in the rear end of these boys. Are you kidding me, is my question. How does that happen? Why does that happen? What does it say about our society that something like that happens? I mean, kids do dumb things, Scott. Yeah, I get it. You know, make wrong decision. But that was your son? You said, where does this idea come out of your head? And how in the world would you think it's okay to do that to another student? A human being, a fellow student, you're going to see. Oh, my gosh. I just don't. Anyway, that's my question, and yours is welcome, too. Comments, questions, lay it on us on any topic. John and Bismarck, go ahead.
Hey, yes, and you guys have seatbelts. My body is my personal property, therefore it is a personal choice. Although we do have responsibility for the other people in the car to take care of them as best as we possibly can and keep your consciousness when you drive.
True that, John. Thank you. Mike Fargo, your take.
Yeah, I've got basically a simple question. How many school buses have seatbelts on them?
Yeah, not many. I often wonder about that. That is an interesting, and I've heard, actually, that they don't because it's safer given the seating arrangement and, you know, if it tipped over getting out or whatever.
But all new cars are safer, too. They've got airbags and anti-lock brakes. So why do we need them there?
I'd go
and
back
kids
to
are
what
safer in a big box being able to just rattle around in it.
But they are. And I've asked that before, and that's been asked on Trooper Talk, and it's they always say it's apples and oranges because of the seating arrangement and how, you know, what happens in bus accidents. But I would go back to say, you know, again, Mike, if you believe law enforcement, they will tell you they come upon an accident. If there's a death, more often than not, In a large percentage, even of the 113, I think they said 60 didn't have a seatbelt on in North Dakota. So, I mean, is that worth listening to? I mean,
it's worth listening to, but at the same time, you know, if you're going to say it's a ticketable offense to not wear it in your personal vehicle.
Well, it's a ticketable offense now.
Right.
The change would be if Mike is driving and I see he drives by me without it, then I can pull you over. Mandatory.
Right. Yeah. Yep. But then at the same time saying that, oh, we don't need them on these vehicles because they're safe.
I'm with you. It's a confusing question, but I've asked it before, and it's the answer I get is that it's apples and oranges. But I hear you. It's a question worth asking. I don't think it means seatbelts don't make you safer in cars, though, because they don't have them in buses. That's all I'm saying. James is on the road. Are you wearing your seatbelt today, or are you going freedom route today?
James. Nope, I won't wear it because of the same comment that he just said about the seatbelts in a school bus. Because if a tour bus and everything has seatbelts and everything else, why is the state or county bus any different than my personal vehicle? So my choice is I don't wear it, I won't wear it, I don't make my kids wear it. Because until everybody, if they want to make it an offense, a ticketable one, you know, a primary one, Well, then they got to do it for a school bus, too, because I'm sorry, but my feelings are that no matter what, if you're in a vehicle, in a motorized vehicle that is licensed by the state of North Dakota, and they want to make it a tickle of offense, every vehicle has to have seatbelts, school buses included. But until that day, I will not wear it, and I will not make my kids.
Appreciate the call, James. Thank you, Chris. Traveling the Bakken. No, we lost Chris. Okay, let's go to Chris in Mandan. Another Chris, but this one is in Mandan. Go ahead, quick, Chris.
Yeah, Scott, I enjoy your show. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Thank you for
that.
I appreciate you.
I'd like to, in retrospect, I got to share a few moments, but I know of accident. If he'd have been wearing a seatbelt, he'd have been killed. And I remember one time an accident south of Wilton. The guy tipped over, and I was going to try and help the gentleman in the car. And there was bystanders that drove by, and I needed help because this man was dying.
Hang on one
and
second.
What was
so
doing,
I
he was hey, dying because of the seatbelt. And they wouldn't help me. They wouldn't help me because if we do something, we'd get sued. So
just
finally, the ambulance arrived for...
Just hang on, Chris. I want to hear the story, but we have a break, okay? Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You should be, too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're champions in my book.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pipers have been busy. They're always busy. A lot going on. If you have a machinery auction you're thinking about doing, by the way, at any time in the future, they are fast becoming the leader in equipment auctions and getting the best top price. So I know they're known for land auctions. They do it well. They do land management. They do real estate. But they're doing equipment auctions more and more and getting really top dollar. So check out Pipers.com. Call them for a catalog, 877-700-4099. They'll be at the K-Fire Agri International on Wednesday, February 7th. So get that on your calendar. You can see them there. Check out their list of land auctions they have coming up. They're going to be doing a free Midwest Farmland Seminar in Mayville on Tuesday the 20th, Aberdeen Wednesday the 21st at the Aberdeen Ag Expo, actually both days of that event, 21st, 22nd, and then in, so just you can find all those at pipers.com or call them 877-700-4099. Kevin Piper, the whole team, they're great folks to deal with. Find sponsors of what's on your mind. Then in Bismarck, we're going to go to after we finish with Chris and Mandan, who was, you were telling us a story about coming upon an accident, trying to save somebody, a bunch of other people watching. They wouldn't help because they were worried they would get, what, sued or something? Is that what you're saying, Chris?
Yeah, they would get sued, and I was trying to save this gentleman's life. And then the ambulance arrived from Wilton, and they helped me. They came at the right time. They said if I hadn't done what I did, the man would have died, and was the seatbelt was prohibiting me from saving his life. And the help I could have had by the bystanders, they didn't want to get sued. But I know instances where if one would have been wearing the seatbelt, he'd have been killed. And I told you the one about the ambulance thing. But I know here's a gentleman.
Let me try something out, Chris. Chris, you sound like a wise man. So I want to try my theory out on you.
Okay.
I've had a couple of surgeries in my day. Okay, most recently to have a colon taken out after a 12 plus years of ulcerative colitis that drove me crazy, and I had some precancerous cells, and they said, "Oh, your colon's got to go." I go, like, when? Tomorrow or this afternoon? Fine, do it. Right? I didn't care, but you know they tell me that when I do that I could die. Right? I could die from the anesthesia. I could die from complications that happened in the surgery, but I don't not do it because I could die because my odds are way better that I'm going to be fine. And if I stick around with cancer in my colon, you know how that's going to go. So I see the seatbelt usage as the same thing. This, you know, the scene you described is heart-wrenching. But I still think that person was better off having, a seatbelt on. His odds were better with the seatbelt on than without. He happened to be in peril. Thank God you were there and you helped save him. That's a great thing. But I don't think it's a reason not to wear seatbelts, the situation you're describing, is it?
Well, you know, let me add, this husband and wife were driving in the car, and they were at the emergency room, and then the doctor was carrying on a conversation with them. The one that wore the seatbelt was the one that got crippled and hurt, and the one that did not wear the seatbelt didn't get hurt. I'm not against wearing seatbelts. That's fine, and there's favoritism in wearing a seatbelt, but it should be a free choice. It should be my choice, and if they pass a law that you got to wear a seatbelt, then the state is liable. We can sue them because they're the one reason why the man is killed or died or whatever, because he was forced to wear a seatbelt.
Appreciate your comments, Chris. Glad you're listening.
And I'm not against a seatbelt. It's a choice.
That's the big debate here. And there's not a right or wrong. There's just two different opinions, depending on what you believe. It's about freedom. I get that. I just think I put it in the same camp that I would put, speeding or drinking while driving, and those as well. Debbie and Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I hear you say a while ago that it is a ticketable offense right now?
Yeah, a secondary offense, they call it, meaning
right.
if they pull you over for speeding or something else and you're not wearing a seatbelt, you're going to get two tickets. So that's what it is now. The proposed change, which would happen in the next legislature, would be to take it to a mandatory, meaning if they see you without one, they can ticket you as a primary offense.
Yeah, and that's one thing I guess I don't agree with. And again, I respect your opinion, Scott, and I love your show, and I love you. And but I guess we'll just have to disagree on this one. I understand your point. I agree with your point, but I just think it's a personal decision. And I always said I helped carry petitions for the last one, and if somebody refers this one, I'll help carry them again. It is a personal choice, and the state should educate and not mandate. Another thing I wanted to ask the Highway Patrol is, what about rural mail carriers? Right now, 39-21-41.4 says that the only one that there's exceptions to wearing seatbelts right now in the current law, and that is to rural mail carriers while on duty delivering mail. Now they have to wear it, or policy is that they have to wear it, you know, to and from their route. But while on their route, they don't have to wear it. And I guess I wanted to ask if that was going to change. So,
interesting. All right. Well, we will have Super Talk again soon. So keep listening. You'll have a chance to answer that for sure. Appreciate your call.
Thank you, Debbie.
You bet. Ben and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Basically, it comes down to like a personal decision. I kind of agree with your email from Stephen, and the fact that your decision directly impacts your risks and doesn't really affect everyone else. You tried to compare it to drinking and driving and speeding. Those are decisions that you make that impact the risks to others. That is fine to regulate. That's not a personal decision. That's a stupid decision that's affecting others.
I think they would argue that, you know, the cost of insurance and other things and fatality and response time, investigations go to a whole new level at the highway patrol if there's a death. So there are other impacts on others, not to the degree you're talking about as far as a threat of alcohol. I'd certainly give you that. You bet. Speeding, too, for sure.
Yeah, that's a personal decision. Your odds of impacting somebody else's, directly impacting somebody else's risk by you deciding not to wear a seatbelt unless they're in your car, as John McCullough previously pointed out, is significantly lower. I mean, there's a couple zeros between that decimal point and the number. You actually have a greater chance of having your chute fail from skydiving and taking out somebody's property than you do of actually causing somebody else's death by you not buckling up. It's almost the same number, but it's similar. So when they take that out, that one statistic, using that one, only that one statistic, it's ludicrous.
Now, I appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. Got to keep going. Bunch of calls waiting, but I appreciate your point. Dale, Grand Forks, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to tell you, I'm a retired firefighter, and I can tell you firsthand, seatbelts save lives. I don't care, you know, if that's your choice not to wear them or whatever, that's fine. But then you have to remember the first responders and so forth that have to come upon that scene for your irresponsibility for not wearing a seatbelt. And, you know, they'll have to, you know, cut you out or whatever because of your ignorance from not wearing them. Like I said, I've seen it firsthand many, many times. They save lives. I don't care what anybody says.
Appreciate that. I think you wouldn't get an argument from even people who are arguing against a mandatory piece of legislation. A few people have anecdotal stories, but I think most people, it isn't so much they don't agree that they save lives, it's just that they don't think the government should mandate it, and I'm with you, Dale. It's a good story. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up here in a little bit. We're also going to tell you about a story that I learned about last night from a friend. I forget how I found out about this, but I forwarded a note about someone that received a courtesy call from Montrell Williams Electric Co-op informing him that they'd been ordered to remove their power line, which feeds an irrigation pump, feeding water from Lake Sakakawea to irrigation pivots that he operates. This guy's name is T.J. Halverson. He asked who ordered the removal. They stated the Corps of Engineers informed them if it wasn't removed, they were arresting people and charging them with trespassing. So he's going to tell that story up the Ray Tioga area there. Man alive. The long arm of the government, right? And I know exactly what some people are talking about. See what we're talking about with seatbelts? It's the same thing. Now, I don't think your government saying you don't own your land enough to say what happens on it, we do, is the same thing of saying we are a government. We have law enforcement. Law enforcement wants to save lives. Therefore, they want to take a secondary offense to a mandatory offense. It's not that big a deal in my mind because it will save lives provably. But I respect everybody and do take seriously the argument of encroachment on our freedoms. I certainly do. No question about that. Our friends at High Plains Apache helped bring you this radio program, so we'd hope you'd reward them the next time you need a top-notch sprayer. Maybe a part or two. They have 50,000 parts in stock. Who does that? It's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Our friends at High Plains Apache encourage you to stop by and take a look at what they have right there, and also that great line of Apache sprayers, new and used. Full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, tips, parts, service. I mean, they got it all. You spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application, and they do it. High Plains Apache. Mandan, call them, 663-2375. Say, hey, Scott and Todd told me to call. They're also in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29. So either location or online at highplainsapache.com. Let me get quickly through some of these calls, and we're going to bring in TJ to tell you that story, which is pretty extraordinary. Philip in one of my favorite cities on the planet Earth. That's a lot of ground, and I love this city that much, Watford City. What's on your mind, Philip?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I've spent 16 years on the local fire department. I spent 3 years as chief. I was an EMT with our ambulance service for 10 of those years. I can understand the argument that my body is my responsibility. But one thing you have to remember is driving a vehicle is not a right. It's a privilege. And with that privilege, much like any other privilege, comes restrictions and policies that we need to follow. And one thing that got me so upset was a presumable father said he does not make his kids wear a seatbelt. And the problem I have with that directly is I've seen what happens in a motor vehicle accident. There's room inside the cabin to stay alive. And when you have a young child that's impressionable and will do anything dad says because I want to be like my father wanted to be like his, you're setting a precedent for that child that believes he does not have to wear that seatbelt. And after 16 years on the fire department, after hundreds of fatalities, especially when the Bakken was in full swing, to hear a father say that, kind of, I'll be honest with you, it floored me. It made me pull over to the side of the road and start dialing the phone number because that's so irresponsible to say. I understand it's your personal freedom, but the moment you step across that aisle to do physical damage, to tell a young person who's going to do anything you say that you can break the law because I don't believe in this specific law, there you've crossed the line. And that is ridiculous that that even came up on this program. And maybe I'm just passionate because I've been there. My family has been in the emergency services. So my dad spent 17 years. My mom was on the ambulance for 20. We've seen a lot of stuff that normal people should not have to go through. And then we have to remember that 97% of first responders in North Dakota are volunteer, and we do not get paid for this. So we're taking time out of our personal schedule to go out and help someone who's having their worst day, right? We know that if that pager goes off, someone's having a very bad day. And when someone will make a personal choice to not protect themselves is one thing. But when you make a personal choice that can possibly do damage to someone else, that, to me, is the same as manslaughter. And that's kind of what I wanted to spit out to you.
Well, you did it well, Phil. But one of the reasons I've changed on this is because of stories like that and because of the first responders and hearing that and law enforcement and others. And it's hard to hear. You want to know why I love Watford City so much?
Why is that?
You know Gene Veeder, obviously.
I know Gene Veeder really well. I'm born and raised. I'm a local Watford City boy. So
you can't know Gene Veeder and not love Watford City, number one. It's just not, those
exactly.
Don't do, but I also love the fact that Gene has been battling a heck of a health situation that I've talked about on the air here before since, Halloween, long time. And when it got pretty bad, he was down at Sanford and Bismarck, and it was in rough shape. And ultimately ended up at the University of Minnesota to handle the pancreas situation. You know, he got to the point where he almost didn't make it a couple of times. And every time the prayer chains that kicked up were pretty amazing, including just mentioning it here on the radio, putting it on the Facebook page. But my favorite prayer event was one that happened community-wide. People were called to prayer in Watford City and in the courthouse, in the county commission chambers. Gene is a county commissioner in McKenzie County. There was hundreds of people, at least 100 plus, people gathered there in prayer in the courthouse, which would cause the ACLU to come in with an APB normally. And there was no blip from anybody. It was thought of. And guess what? Gene is going to be home before long. I mean, he is already done with. Told me the other day, I talked to him for 20 minutes this weekend, and he said that he's bored. He's done with the rehab and, a few other issues. They don't want him to head home quite yet. But, he'll be home before long. He'll be home, probably by spring at the latest. So that's because people are bold enough to pray in the way they do in McKenzie County. So there's another reason I love McKenzie County.
Hard to keep those rusted North Dakota Cowboys down anyway.
No kidding. And he is a good one. Thank you, Philip. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
But I wanted everybody that said, hey, I'll pray. I want to know more about that. I'm in. I want you to know that that's a good example, folks. That's a good example of the power of prayer. It was pretty cool. T.J. Halverson is here, and I mentioned his story earlier about this call he got from Montreal Williams, the electric co-op, saying, hey, we're pulling out a power pole. Sorry about your irrigation pump there. We don't much care because we have to listen to the Corps of Engineers, and they're going to start arresting people if this isn't gone. This is ridiculous. TJ, thanks for joining us. Where's your farm?
South of Tioga.
Oh, you're south of Tioga. What did you do when you found that out? I mean, I understand you contacted the Corps of Engineers, right?
Well, after I calmed down enough, I guess, to call.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, I called the local Corps of Engineers and visited with them about what had happened, and it pretty much the answer I got was, thanks for your input, but you're not going to irrigate.
And basically, they were doing this because of a grass fire 3 years ago that was started by a fuse that blew up on a power line, and so they're tying that to, hey, you can't have a pump out there because that might happen again.
Well, they are wanting, from what I understand, some damage payments from the landowner for the grass fire, which has been, you know, kind of debated and everything because nobody really, you know, knows. But anyway, it's been bucked back and forth. So the Corps decided that we're going to go and take a look at the permits, take a look at the easements. So then all this other stuff started surfacing, which I don't know the truth either way of it yet. But they said, you don't have a permit to pump out of Lake Sakakawea. You have to remove the pump, the pipeline, the power line, everything. And this equipment was put in probably late 60s, early 70s.
With no objections. Nobody's saying, this is a problem, we got to stop it. This just comes out of thin air.
Yeah, because they're getting argued with about a damage payment to a grass fire.
Yeah, from who?
Well, that's the thing. It's who's, you know. If,
in other words, it's not your problem. They're not coming to you saying you owe us for the damage of the fire. You didn't know anything about it. It's somebody else, and they're taking it out on you saying you can't irrigate anymore.
Yeah, and we were there for the fire. Two local fire departments were there with volunteers. Many people, the Williams County Emergency Management Coordinator was there. I mean, this went on over a two-week period trying to get this fire contained with all the deadfall. I mean, the thousands of dollars that the local area spent to assist the Corps, I mean, and then they go and want to do this.
I understand you got a call from Congressman Kramer's office. Are they helping, intervene here a little bit for you?
Yep, I have a conference call with him this afternoon to go over some details, and hopefully we can get some resolution on this, because this is just one bit of what's been going on around here with the Corps. I mean, they've been taking grazing permits away and putting fences and gates up so people can't access Lake Sakakawea. And I mean, it's, in my mind, a big overreach.
Boy, hell boy, nothing new from the federal government, but thankfully there is a new sheriff in town, and maybe some folks in the Trump administration can intervene here and help sort this thing out. Keep us posted on it. What is the deadline?
I was informed that they have to remove the power line on Monday.
And you're just hearing about this, too. This isn't like some, you know, within 90 days we need to resolve, within 60 days, nothing. Just all of a sudden, boom, you've got days to do this.
Yep. I was notified 2 days ago by the utility company.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
This has been going on, I guess, with them for a short period of time. I'm not really sure how long. But it's ridiculous.
Somewhere here I've got a text from Vera Lee from the Farm Bureau, too, who I know is been involved in this and talking to you, and says this is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers acting in an inappropriate way and a policy that makes no sense. So you got a lot of allies in this. Keep us posted and let us know if we can help in any way, shape, or form, okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
T.J. Halverson up south of Tioga with a situation with the Corps of Engineers. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Carson Wentz trusts hot spring spas and pool tables too, so you can too.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game. If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table made in the USA. They truly are the best. Get yours from my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has, an Olhausen Bison pool table plus a Grandy Hot Spring Spas spa. You'll love it.
I look for the guys at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're powered by MyPillow around here. Thanks again for all the great pictures. We're going to do that again. I love the MyPillow picture contest. We put them up yesterday on Facebook if you didn't see them. Ryan Rauschenberger sent us a beautiful one from the Capitol, who, by the way, announced his re-election. Randy Chrisman did the same thing today. Fine member of the Public Service Commission just an hour or so ago. We're going to chat with him tomorrow on the program. We also have tomorrow on the program, Pete Hegseth. Phil Parker's been after me like crazy to get Pete Hegseth on. You know who he is, Todd? He's the Fox News guy, former Minnesota Senate candidate. He does those town halls where they go into a cafe for Fox. And Phil says he is convinced that he will only ask people questions who've just taken a bite of food. We then go, I couldn't agree more.
That's what he
Oh, they train waitresses and stuff, too. Hey, how's your meal?
He thinks it's for sure happening that way. Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't doubt that.
So we're going to ask. We're going to call them to task on that just for Phil's sake. The number, by the way, if you want to call MyPillow, take advantage of the great deal, 800-506-9028. Or call, that's the number that you call, or go to the website, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, 2 for 1, plus they give one. Okay, so they got the buy one, get one, and this is so nice because not only do you buy one and get another one, so you're getting 2 for the price of 1, you're also getting the benefit of them giving one on your behalf, which I love. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, the premium pillows, the best, the ones Todd and I sleep on, 800-506-9028. Okay? Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to get one quick call in here because a lot of folks have been waiting a long time to chat today, and then we have to talk to, we don't have to, I can't wait to talk to Jim the Flagpole guy today. Tom in West Fargo, go ahead.
Just real quick, Scott. My dad was in an accident in the 60s, and he was a head-on collision, and he had been told by a state patrol that had he had his seatbelt on, he would have been killed instantly. Now, I am not in that same camp. I'm a firm believer in it. But in this case, he was able to dive underneath the dashboard, and that was just when the new, brand new Mustangs had just come out in 66. And I saw the car afterwards, and there wasn't anything left to the top. I mean, it was crushed down. He would have been killed. And to that, until he died, he never wore a seatbelt. But I am not in that same camp. But I just wanted to have the 2 cents that absolutely saves lives, but I don't, it's just like mandatory helmets for motorcycles. It saves lives, no question about it, but I don't think the government should tell us what we, you know.
Prevailing opinion today on the program. Didn't even get to all the texts. I mean, I'm seeing them all, so you know they're pouring in, but didn't get to all of them. I think it's a good effort. Vision zero, zero fatalities, zero excuses. We'll have lots of debates about the secondary to mandatory and the seatbelt thing, but I appreciate all the comments today. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here, and we've started with Jim a series called Light on Liberty. In addition to telling you, you'll find no finer flag, no finer flagpole, no finer service, no better man who loves America than our friend Jim, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or 571-FLAG. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. Thank you very much for having me today. And today's Light on Liberty just focuses on America, American exceptionalism. And I happen to be a proud recipient of American exceptionalism last week, where I was the proud receiver of a new shoulder, a total shoulder replacement. And it led me to do a little search on, you know, where these advancements were, where their most of these advancements come from, and that's America. And I'd like to touch on a little story from the Huffington Post by Kenneth Thorpe. He actually wrote a article in 2011 that says medical advancement. Who is leading the world? And he says, while there are many opinions about our nation's healthcare system, particularly in Washington, there's one overwhelming area of consensus. The United States leads the world in medical innovation. In addition to the best and brightest practicing medicine and state-of-the-art medical facilities, we have benefited from having the best and usually the earliest access to latest medical technologies and innovations. In large part, this is because they were discovered, developed, and produced here in America. Consider the following. We have access to diagnostics that allow us to detect health issues early. We have medical devices that open blocked blood vessels, replace joints, and even limbs. We have medicines that have turned HIV into a treatable chronic condition and significantly lowered death and disability rates from heart disease, many cancers, and stroke, among other diseases. And I witnessed that last year, Scott. Thank you. My hat's off to Dr. Ackerman with Bone and Joint out of Bismarck. And the staff at St. Alexis, I went in there. They gave me a whole new shoulder. I basically have been pain-free. Of course, there's discomfort. But basically, when you consider the amount of destruction they had to do to my body, and then they put it back together in less than 2 hours.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's a great story. And, you know, you're so right. We sort of take it for granted because it happens drip, 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 drip. But you look at even just, you know, the average life now, how much longer people are living as a result of all these medical advances. So it absolutely works. It does. You know what else works? A light on liberty, as in that flag waving. Looked at ours last night as I do, the one that Jim put up for our family. It's just phenomenal. It really is. And I understand your seamstress declared your flags the most well-stitched flag she has ever witnessed and maintained. And she's done Perkins flags for years. So that tells us you know what you're doing. But we knew that already, Jim. You know that?
Thank you, Scott, for telling that.
God bless you. 571 Flag. Give him a call or ndflagpoleguy.com. Talk to you next week, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
What a way to end. Don't forget, Butler Machinery, tell one today.
Hi, Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites. For 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.